Congratulations.
Well, you know what? For the breaking, I have to tell you, I was more disappointed that I didn't see it coming. You know, I just, that's the thing that actually I've replayed a lot since yesterday is, you know, why the day before was I saying it wasn't going to happen, but barring a miraculous offer. So, you know, I just, to me, I've been kind of thinking about, okay, why was I so wrong in the lead up that Toronto really didn't have a shot to get him?
You know, it's funny. This is a whole new world for me as well. And being in, I was real gun shy because I think it was like a month ago. We kind of, and I had talked to somebody, and that's where we got the, you know, the $6.5 million over 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I got beat up over the whole thing. And it wasn't that it scared me. But you know, you learn in this business that you really need to be right. And it ended up coming to fruition. But here's what I think, and I don't, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it was close to being done in Buffalo, and this was snatched out of the jaws of defeat by Brendan Shanahan. So I don't think it was that you were wrong. I think that just something changed so drastically it made you look that, or made it all look that way.
Well, it's interesting, Dean. Like, first of all, in this business, you're right. You have to be right because, in some ways, we're almost like the athletes we cover in the sense that sometimes people remember the mistakes more than they remember the successes. So those do get nailed to you. There's no question about that. But, you know, I think it's really interesting when you look at it. I had a conversation with someone in the organization hours after it happened. And you know what he said to me? He said to me, how could you guys have all been so wrong to say we didn't have a chance? We always thought we were in it. We always thought we had a chance. And then at the same time, as Mike Babcock was calling them to say, hey, I'm going to take the job, they had Guy Boucher touring their office and were getting prepared to offer him the head coaching job. So the one thing I've learned since then is that there were varying degrees of optimism through the organization. There were people who thought they were going to get him. There were people who thought, you know what, maybe we're not going to get him. And I think that was, and also Babcock yesterday when I interviewed him at the media conference, the first thing I asked him was, when this whole process started, what were the chances you thought you were going to end up in Toronto? And his first words out of his mouth were none. So I think it was a very fluid situation. There were times he was coming here. There were times he wasn't coming here. And I think it was just depending on the information he had at that moment. At the end, obviously, he came.
When you have a, I think this is an interesting part that no one really talks about is the information that passes back and forth between people like yourself in a much larger way, and myself experiencing it in a much smaller way. You know, you hear things from people as they tell you. How do you temper it with the ability to make a decision to actually put yourself out there?
Well, for example, when the Babcock thing happened on Wednesday. I had heard about a half an hour earlier that it was Toronto, but I just wasn't sure. It was somebody who probably knew, but there were some questions about, you know, 100%, was I 100% sure? And I was so determined not to be wrong about this one that I sat there for about 30 agonizing minutes, you know, oh, is this enough? No. Okay, I got to get more information, and then finally it came through. I think that, you know, Dean, in a lot of this business is, okay, you learn who you can trust and who you can't. Mm-hmm. You learn who really has the information and who doesn't. You learn who tells you the truth, who doesn't. And also I think you just learn that sometimes you have to just trust your instincts. And, you know, I think one of the people who told me said that there was an out in the contract, and I reported that initially, and that turned out not to be the case, for example. And then we found out yesterday that Babcock did ask for an out, and they said, no, we can't have it. So it just tells you that, you know, somebody who might have information might be right in the moment of what they're telling you, but something else happens that can make that incorrect. And so you just have to really trust your instincts and trust the, and decide whether or not you can trust the people who talk to you. And the other thing is, a lot of times I err on the side of caution. Like, mm-hmm. I downplay things. I'll say I'm hearing this if I don't 100% know. And at the end of the day, you just hope you're right. And that's all you can do.
I'll give you an example. When this stuff happened, there's a Wednesday this is now 12:14. This guy texts me, he says, Leafs got him. If coin checks out, you can start serving up sandwiches. And then the next text, which is literally 2 seconds later, says, wait, not confirmed. And then it's...
That's the thing. Like, I had one person telling me, he's going there, it's just not signed yet. And I'm like, what the heck am I supposed to do with that? Right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is. But great job, as always, Elliot. Really appreciate the work that you do, and obviously a lot of hustling. Great stuff.
Elliot, we heard the Dion Phaneuf clip, and I think a lot of us are under the impression when the season ended that Brendan Shanahan and whoever the new GM is going to tear this whole team apart and start from scratch. But Did you get that sense that maybe this is another evaluation for this group now they're on their fourth coach, and let's see what this team is under Mike Babcock?
Well, I spoke to Dion yesterday, and as he said, he's in. He wants to be part of it. I think he's a bit of a special case in the sense that he was almost traded to Detroit last year. It was very close at the deadline. I've been told one of the reasons that Detroit wanted to make that deal was Babcock was requesting some heft on his blue line. So, you know, if you look at Detroit's blue line, they have Cronwall, who's a really physical player, and they've got a lot of guys who are good skaters and passers and positional defenders, but not really heavy physical guys, potentially. And that's why he was interested in Phaneuf. So I think this is a potential game changer for Phaneuf in the sense that Babcock may say, I want to see him. I do think they're going to make changes. I just think they might not potentially be as drastic as we were thinking. You know, one of the things Babcock also said yesterday was, you know, I asked him, do you say to the organization, I want to see some of these guys before they go? And he nodded and said yes. Now, he also did say that it's important for us to get players, and the way you get players is by getting draft picks. So I think he was kind of saying it's six of one and half dozen of the other. Some of the guys who might have been out the door, he may say, you know what, I want to see them, but I don't think he's going to protect everybody. I would think, and again, I could be wrong, I would think Phaneuf gets a new lease on life in Toronto because Babcock wanted a player like that in Detroit.
Everything changed yesterday for the Leafs, Elliot?
You know, I think what it does is, you know, the one thing I thought was different yesterday, Dean, is that every other time they've, and I think Damien had a really interesting point. He's covered the Leafs for a long time. He said there's been about seven saviors who've come to the city while he's been there. But the one thing I thought was different yesterday was that nobody was talking about a Stanley Cup. What were they saying? Prepare for the pain. And that's a very different message than we've seen in Toronto. And it says to me that potentially this does have a chance to be different.